only one country, tiny little Bhutan, wedged between China and India, has adopted the gross national happiness as the central index of government policy, and actually has had a good deal of success in education and in health and in economic growth and in environmental preservation, and they have a rather sophisticated way of measuring the effects of different policies on people's happiness. But they are the only country to go that far. But you're now beginning to get other countries interested enough to do kind of white paper policy analyses about whether happiness research, what effects would it have if we used it more for public policy. You're beginning to get countries like Australia, France, Great Britain that are considering publishing regular statistics on happiness. So it's beginning to become a subject of greater interest for policymakers and legislators in different advanced countries.